Ratings crash for NBA, MLB after protest-filled debuts. By Warner Todd Houston on August 2, 2020. As the NBA and MLB return from their coronavirus-imposed hiatus, it appears TV viewers are not interested in what the increasingly woke leagues have to offer. With both baseball and basketball draped in all sorts of Black Lives Matter and social justice symbolism for their opening games, a substantially smaller number of fans tuned into the rest of the week's games. According to OutKick.com, neither league did well. As for the opening games, OutKick reported that the return of the NBA on TNT saw the following numbers. Lakers-Clippers, 3.4 million. Pelicans-Jazz, 2.1 million. ESPN's MLB return numbers were also underwhelming. Yankees-Nationals, 4.0 million. Dodgers-Giants, 2.8 million. OutKick's Ryan Glaspiegel added more ratings numbers on Twitter. To be fair, since I compared MLB vs. NBA return night 1, here is night 2, July 24th, he wrote, adding. MLB, last Friday, ESPN. Mets-Braves, 4p, 922k. Brewers-Cubs 7p, 1.0m. Angels-Az, 10p, 797k. NBA, last night ESPN July 31st. Celtics-Bucks, 6:30p, 1.3m. Mavs-Rockets, 9p, 1.7m. The Athletic's Ethan Strauss also noted that the numbers continued to fall off for MLB. For good measure, Strauss also pointed out that baseball can't blame the coronavirus. The virus didn't stop people from watching Tom Brady golf with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson back in May. Indeed, the charity golf match earned record TV ratings in May. Dubbed the Match 2, the game featuring Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, and Tiger Woods peaked at an amazing 6.3 million viewers and raised more than $20 million for charity. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.